It's Wednesday the 30th of October, 2019, and this is HPR episode 2933, entitled A Walk Through My PyFace CAD Python Code Part 1. It's part of a series, A Little Bit of Python, and it's the 50th anniversary show for Mr. X. The show itself is about 50 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, in this series, I do a whirlwind tour of the Python code I developed for my PyFace CAD board.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and welcome to this podcast. I'd like to start, as usual, by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available to us all. It really is a truly invaluable service they bring to all of us. HPR is a community-led podcast provided by the community for the community. That means you can contribute too. Just pick up a microphone, MP3 player, mobile phone, computer if you've got one, hit record and off you go, and then send it in. Simple as that. Well, it's been a while since I've recorded anything, and I'm feeling decidedly rusty. I wasn't sure if I was going to record this episode. I hummed and hawed about it for quite a while. So in this episode, I thought I'd do a quick run through, try to keep it quick, of my Python program, which I use on my PyFace command and display board, which sits on top of my Raspberry Pi, which I use to control MockP on another Raspberry Pi upstairs. It allows me to play and pause a track playing on MockP, music on the command line player, and allows me to go to the next track, previous track, and so on and so forth. I explained all that in a previous episode, hopefully. I've just turned it on and it says there are only 23 days to a free HPR slot. And the blink stick on the side is glowing green, which means there's an adequate, I won't say plenty, it's never plenty, adequate number of shows in the queue. Ken would never want to admit that. There's never adequate, there's always space for more. So why don't you contribute something and give us some shows? If we all contributed with some shows, it'd be more than we'd know what to do with. So yes, on with the show. So this is going to be a bit off the cuff. So I'm just gonna move screens here. I'll just quit the program with a cue, and I'm logged into the my Raspberry Pi with the PyFace board installed. A script. Where is it now? I've got a copy here open and of CAD. So where am I? What was I saying? Right. So This script has been in development for quite a long time, and nowadays I hardly ever tweak it. It can go months without change. I did do some changes recently, which I'll talk about later on as I come to them. my most recent changes. But I'm just looking back at the date stamps on these on the script. So I mean, I've got a backup script which backs up my my scripts directory. It zips it up and well, tgzs it, and let me just see. Yeah, so the very earliest version of my scripts folder goes back to 2014. Actually, does that mean I've been working on it since 2000? So it might be 2014 when I started working on it. I'm not quite sure, but it goes back a long way anyway. And most recent one was, the most recent change was on the 5th of December 2018. Just for interest's sake. So the program's called cad-menu.py. It's a Python program, basically. So I'll just, do I have that open? Let's just see. Ah, yes, here we go. So I had a few problems with an update, and I had to go back from Python 3 to Python 2. But I'll explain that in another podcast. Can I ignore that for now? Hopefully, I won't tweak it too much. I did wonder, as I say, I wondered whether to release this or not, because it's always nerve-wracking when you think about releasing code into the wild. You're like, oh, you know, it's going to show how what a rubbish programmer I am, and all the mistakes and terrible things, and I'm atrocious at spelling, and I always have been. So Dave will have a canary when he sees the terrible spelling in this script, the English. But then I suppose, well, I'm not a professional programmer. I'm a hobby programmer. It's a good thing and it's a curse. But Python's so easy to play with that you can pull code together really quickly and really easily. Probably means you can write quite nasty code quite easily as well, of course. And I was kind of impatient just to build this thing up, and it kind of morphed from a very simple thing. It wasn't all planned out like a good software should be. You know, it was, what do I want to do? Well, I mean, because the first thing I wanted to do too was to be able to pause and play audio playback from my Raspberry Pi upstairs. It was running MockP, MockP being the command line player which plays audio. And I wanted to run. I wanted to be able to, at the very least, play and pause, toggle between play and pause on that. That was really all I needed to achieve. And that was probably the very first thing that I managed. You know, MockP can be told, can be, can, I think it's a dash capital G, I think. MockP space dash G dash capital G toggles between play and pause. And that's all you needed to send to the Pi upstairs, and that would do it. And connected to my Raspberry Pi upstairs is a set of cordless headphones. I've probably explained all this before, so maybe I'd like to go into all that. So anyway, so I've got a section at the front here which starts things to do. And I've got a whole pile of stuff in there which, if you're bored, you can read over. It goes on for quite a long time, actually. I've got a section, code starts here at line 140. So the really clever thing is a PyFace CAD module which comes with the PyFace board. That's what all the clever stuff is, really. I'm just taking advantage of this module that was written by the PyFace people. And of course there's a new version, I think, for the newer version of Pi. And this is, of course, some of the weaknesses, you know, the distribution updates, and then the drivers don't work and things, and then you lose compatibility and all this sort of thing. So that's a problem. It's getting a bit long in the tooth now, and I barely had the will and inclination to get it working after the last Debian upgrade, but well, that's another story. So yeah, so the whole pillar modules I import into the Python project. Maybe we shouldn't go through that. The most recent thing I did was below that I've got a section for global variables, and I had littered throughout the code. I had the address for my my internal IP address of the Raspberry Pi, which I was controlling, and all littered throughout the code was, you know, Pi at 192.168.1. whatever, you know. And what I really should have had was a global variable called remote. A global variable, basically, so that you could just refer to that. And it would say, if you ever needed to change that IP address, you would change it in one place and not 15 places or whatever. So that was a thing I did very recently. And I called that variable remote device. So remote device equals, in my case, pi at 192.168.1.13. I probably rely, well, I definitely rely too heavily on global variables. And I don't think I've been terribly consistent with global variables either, because from documentation I read online, I was under the understanding that you needed to use a command to allow you to use global variables in a function. I'm just trying to think now. You know, of course, I'm. It's that long since I've done any programming in Python that I can't even know what the command was. Let me just see now. What was that command to allow you? Oh, global, that was it. So, for example, I've got a line here that says global space menu. So that allows you to use the global variable menu. Now, what I didn't actually understand was that if you, I haven't done any experiments to really prove this, but it must be the case that if you've got a global variable, so you've got so the difference between a private variable and a normal variable and a global variable is that a normal variable, it's a scope. If you've got a normal variable inside a function and you then other functions outside that can't see that variable. Making this very complicated, aren't I? But a global variable, if it's at the top of the code, then outside all the functions, and everybody else, all the functions can see that global variable. But the way it works is, I think, is if you don't use the command global, then you can still access that global variable. You just can't change it. So in some cases, I'm using the command global in situations where I don't actually need to change that global variable. So in reality, for safety, I shouldn't be using the word global. I should just ignore it altogether, and just I can read the contents of the global variable, but I don't need to change it. I think that's how that basically works. How did I get into that? I don't know. Anyway, so yes, I've got too many global variables. You should really, my understanding is that you should really feed values in and out of functions rather than pass values into functions rather than rely on global variables. I remember a tutor explaining to me many, many years ago when I was doing a course on what was it? It's not Python. What was it? Pascal, that was it. And he said, well, it's a bit like imagine you're outside a field and you want to cross a field to get to the other side. And there's a bull in the middle of the field. He says, well, you can either walk around the outside edge where it's nice and safe, or you can jump over the fence and try and run to the other side. And I say, well, it's a bit like that. You know, if you're using global variables, then another function could go in and change that variable to something else that you're not aware of, and muck up your code, basically. Whereas if you're passing the value in, then you're not affecting the global variable. Anyway, where'd that all come from? I better watch my time. How long has this been going for? 15 minutes. Oh, this is a disaster. This is going to be far too long. Okay, I think that's about enough for this episode. I think it's a good place to stop it. If you want to contact me, then I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr, the at symbol, googlemail.com. So tune in next time for an exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.